Here we go. Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And unfortunately, the hits keep coming in 2020, MG. Some tragic news to start the show tonight. Alex Chumpy-Pullen, three-time Winter Olympian and two-time world snowboarding champion, died today in a spearfishing accident on the Gold Coast.
Very, very sad, and really sad for his family and friends. We send our condolences at this really sad time.
Yeah, absolutely. Our thoughts are with Alex's family and friends. He was the flag bearer in Sochi in 2014 at the Winter Olympics there, and from the outpourings you've seen from those who competed with and against him, he was a very likeable fella and will be sadly missed. So some sad news to start the show, MG. We have got a lot to get through tonight. However, Matt Dufty from the Dragons is going to join us in about 15 minutes' time.
I've got some power rankings I want to deliver tonight as well. My filter to tonight, look, there's been some fantastic signings in 2020. Mm. I'm going to name the 5-1, the best signings in the NRL thus far this season.
Oh, I like it, MG. But up next, the big story of the day in rugby league is David Fifita and where the bloody hell he's going to be playing.
Will he stay or will he go now?
In 2021, we're going to break it down. Who said what, the phone calls that have been made, how much money he wants. There's one thing for sure, MG. He's not going to be playing in New South Wales, I don't think.
No. It's Titans or Broncos.
Rush Hour with MG, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
Trending now.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
That is the question. That David Fifita is asking himself right now.
He certainly is. And David, I think you should stay, my friend. I think you should stay. Liam, it's been a manic 12 hours in the world of David Fifita,
yes,
hasn't it?
Has very much. Let's just timeline this for those that not across what's happened so far. These are reports cobbled together by James Hooper at Fox Sports, a part of the Triple M NRL team, and Peter Bedell of the Courier Mail, who has pretty good inside word on what's going on at the Broncos. David Fifita has reportedly called Anthony Seibold last night, yep, and Darren Lockyer, who's on the board of the Broncos, and Broncos general manager Peter Knowlton. He's called all three of them. He said, I'm going to the Titans. They're offering me $1.1 million a year for the next 5 years. I can't say no to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then this morning he's woken up, and you know, we've all experienced this, MG. You know, normally we've had a few drinks.
The sun's shining. He's having some raisin toast. He goes, you know what?
Ooh.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah, he's had a change of heart. He's called those three gentlemen back and said, "Oh, maybe I'm not going. What do you think about this deal? How does it sound if I go and play for the Titans for a year, get some good cash, and then I come back to the Broncos long term?"
Well, if I'm Mal Meninga, I would say one thing to David Fifita. Tell him he's dreaming. Because, it's actually disrespectful to both clubs to sign 1 year at the Titans. So, and all this, I'm alleged to believe that, so his manager, who by the way, he doesn't speak to anymore, so he doesn't get his 7% of what he's owed.
So that's, and there's the extra bit of detail. Reportedly, and these are the reasons David Fifita has made these phone calls to these three gentlemen himself.
Okay.
Because his manager's not acting on his behalf anymore.
Well, now, this is getting messy.
It is. Now, the problem, though, is that David Fifita is reportedly signed to this management contract until the end of next year. So if he were to sign a five-year deal with the Titans, this manager would get 7% or thereabouts of that contract for the lifetime of that contract. Okay. Hence the reason Dave Fifita is saying, well, can I go do a one-year deal, give the manager 7% of that, and then I'll get somebody new on board and they can have 7% of my next deal.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of like, okay, Titans, do me a favour. Sign me for a year, so by the time I get there, I start negotiating with my Broncos contract for the next 4 years.
And that's what it would be like, surely,
of course,
MG,
it would be.
He walks in the door at the Titans, says, yep, I'm here, but I'm also going to start negotiating to go back up the highway.
Unfortunately for the Titans, it's not the first time a star of the game has backflipped on them. Probably won't be the last time either, but look, Mal Meninga has a presence, and he upped the ante to 1.1 for young Fifita. My advice to David Fifita would be to stay where you are. You know, the potential of you is enormous. At the moment, that's what it is. It's potential. We've seen you do some freakish things on the rugby league field, and I mean freakish. But at the moment, you're 20 years of age. I would say I'd tuck my bed in and I'd lay in it for a while and say, okay, I'm comfortable here at the Broncos for at least 2 years, and then spread your wings if you want to. But for the next couple of years, just while all this is going on, while you're in a transitional stage, you're out injured, you've got a lot of thinking time on your hands, you can think a lot about other things besides footy, I would say stay put. That would be my advice to him. I would say before you think about even going anywhere for $1.1 million a year, think about what got you there in the first place, and that's your natural ability. Broncos have got a spot for you. Broncos need you, more than ever. I think in the long run, if he stayed with the Broncos, it would help his career a lot more than if he went to the Titans for 1 year.
Well, and I believe he's got a very strong connection with Payne Haas, who's signed on to stay at the club long term, and Tezzy New as well, who's also just said no to the Titans. Much more money at the Titans to stay at the Broncos.
That's good. There's a big tick for the Broncos, and they haven't got many ticks lately. There's a lot of crosses, no ticks.
Hey, quickly, while you're giving advice, MG, for any parents out there who've got a young boy or a girl, not just in rugby league but in any sport, and are at the stage now where they're looking at getting a manager, because it sounds like the management situation for Dave Fifita has gotten messy, have you got any advice on how they should be assessing managers, or at least, you know?
Oh, it's a hard one because, look, my last time I coached was my oldest boy, under 15s, and I had parents in my team then asked me, what should I do? My boy's going good. Should I have a manager? I said, well, you're his parent. You're his manager for the next couple of years. You know, until he kind of makes a rep side, at least in the lower grades of a club, the Harold Matthews or the SG Bull, you really don't need management. And see, I'm not sure of the background of Fifita and his manager. I think Steve Deacon.
Yes.
I'm not sure how long they've been together. Maybe since he's 14 or 15. And you grow apart. Things happen. Things change. So, This is a cautionary tale to most young kids out there who are thinking about getting management at a young age, that sooner or later it's going to come foul. Mm. They always do. They never last forever. Mm. So maybe Dave Fifita in future, since he's making all the calls now to the powers that be at the Broncos, he might handle his own affairs.
Well, if he can do it, why not? Wade Graham handles his own affairs just fine these days.
Yeah, well, obviously, Wade's been there and done it, but look, I really hope he stays. I really do. I think it'd become a bit of a circus if he signs for the Titans for a year. Mao wouldn't let him. Mao would not let him sign for a year. And Mao would be, he knows he'd be silly if to even contemplate that thought.
Yeah. Well, I just reckon Anthony Seibold's hoping his phone doesn't ring again.
Oh, he wants to get some sleep, doesn't he? The poor bloke.
Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Matt Dufty from the Dragons joins us next. Going to find out about this settled new look spine.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. MG, cracking round of football coming up this weekend, and there's an exclamation point happening on Sunday where the Dragons take on a Manly Seagulls outfit that's headed in the wrong direction down the ladder if you're a Manly supporter. But one man who his performances, despite a couple of losses, they've been heading in the right direction this season. We speak of the St. George Illawarra fullback, Matt Dufty. G'day, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, anytime, mate. Thank you for coming on board. Mate, you're becoming a real threat when chiming into the back line, either taking on back rowers or throwing a cutout pass to an outside back. Your passing game has come along in leaps and bounds. Where did you play as a young bloke, mate?
Going through the juniors in Harold Matts, SG Bull and that, I played in the halves for St. George until Benny Hornby took over his coaching, and he said he likes his halfbacks to pass the ball, so he moved to fullback.
Well, he's been there and done it, so he'd know.
Hey, Matt, what MG mentioned the change in form for you and the club. You got dropped. Mary brought you back. There's been some positional shuffling in that spine. What's changed? What was said amongst yourself and Corey Norman and Ben Hunt and Mary? What was the conversations that were had that's seeing this reversal of form?
Obviously, the club was under a bit of pressure with all the external things that were being said about our coach and everything and that. And I think the club just needed to, there was a lot of changes in our spine. And eventually they just said, we need to stick with one spine and let it grow. And I think that's what they did. They settled on a spine. And I think it was just that a bit of confidence was lacking for me personally. I think after that Sharks game and after the coaches said, we're putting our faith in you now. You have a few games to cement your spot. I think that's all I need to hear. And after that Cronulla game, a bit of confidence came back and I started playing the footy that I knew I could play.
Matty, we hear that a lot, external noise, and it's usually referred to as the outside noise. Explain to our listeners how much of it affects a team, and especially when your team is struggling to find form, how much outside noise creeps into the walls?
Yeah, it's hard when your team's not performing. I think, you know, the fans, they don't really know what goes on to get a footy team right to play. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes training and study that goes on, and I think they just see the performance on the field, and when we're not winning games, they just demand change. And it can be hard for young players. You know, me personally, I've got off social media and reading stuff like that. When I was younger, I used to love what everyone had to say about me. I used to love knowing what they'll think of it. Now it's hard. I think it's hard for people that are associated with you as well. I know my girlfriend gets a lot of messages on Instagram saying, "Oh, tell your boyfriend this, tell him that."
Oh, wow.
You know, it can be hard for them when they're not used to getting messages like that. But, you know, I think as a professional sportsman, it's just something you got to deal with, you know, and you got a lot of good people at the club and around you that can help with that type of stuff.
Good advice to anyone, any young footballers who may be listening to Matty. Sound advice. Ben Hunt starting at number 9 this weekend. McInnes starting at number 13. What's your take on that as a fullback?
I think that's a well-deserved from Honey. You know, he's copped a lot of criticism, but I thought his form when he's been coming on a hooker last few weeks has been outstanding. You know, he gives us that something, that off-the-cuff footy, and I think with the way the game's going, it suits Benny at hooker because he likes to play what's in front of him. He's not really a structure type of player, but he just likes to, you know, if there's a quick play the ball, you pick it up and run, or you kick. You know, he's not afraid to try things, and I think, you know, Cam's our workhorse. Cam's our, you know, he just gives 110%, and him at lock's going to suit him as well. You know, he's not used to playing there. He hasn't started there, but I think Cam won't let us down either.
Hey, just between us three, don't tell Cam McInnes he's 95 kilos, okay? He thinks he's 130. Yeah. He thinks he's 130 kilos. Oh, geez, he's a gutsy bugger.
Yeah, I know. He's got no, doesn't care what happens to his body. He just throws everything at him.
Tell him to keep that tooth in, though. Like, there is no need for any of us to have to see that.
Mate, he's a throwback. I love him.
Yeah, he loves taking his tooth out and showing anyone who can see it.
Matt Dufty from the St. George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Manly Seagulls 6:30 this Sunday night, and significantly, MG, back on their home deck at Cogra as well, which will be fantastic.
That must be good, yeah.
For the Dragons and for you. Matt, thank you for your time. Best of luck Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Power rankings coming up very shortly. MG is naming the 5-1 best buys of 2020 in the NRL. But MG.
Yes.
When you're the fastest man on the planet, Usain Bolt, you can call your kid whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Such is your privilege. And he has taken that privilege. He's revealed the name of his daughter, Olympia Lightning Bolt.
That is the best name I've ever heard in my life. That is just, he's the only one who'd get away with it.
But it got me thinking, because athletes can be prone to a bit of a,
yes,
you know, indulgence when it comes to naming their kids. Amazingly, this will feel weird for you, Sain. That's not the gold medal as far as kids' names go. No. In fact, it's bronze.
Oh, wow.
In the silver medal position, I give you Manny Pacquiao. He's got 5 kids. One of his daughter's names is Queen Elizabeth Pacquiao.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth Pacquiao. Queenie, that's what she goes by. So Manny wins the silver medal.
Yes.
The gold medal, and it's not even close. He's won it in a canter. George Foreman.
Yep. He's the one. He calls everyone George, even girls, boys.
He loves his own name that much.
Yep.
He's got 5 sons. They're all called George.
Oh, George the First, George the Second, George the Third, George the Fourth, George of the Jungle.
But that's the weird thing is that there's not a George First or a George Second.
Oh, they're just George.
It's George Junior, then George the Third, then George the Fourth, then George the Fifth, and George the Sixth.
Yeah, well, I'm not arguing with the big George. He can throw him even at the even in his 60s. He's got daughters, but hasn't he? I'm sure he's got daughters called George.
No, his daughters are Frieda and Natalie. No, he's got a Georgette. I lied.
There we go.
Congratulations to Usain, and welcome to the world of little Olympia Lightning Bolt. Fantastic.
And good luck to you and your beautiful bride in your upcoming birth as well.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you very much. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. We're doing Power Rankings up next. MG's best buys of 2020.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Adam Mad Dog McDougall going to be joining us very shortly, MG.
Yeah.
We need to talk about bad boys.
Yeah, let's talk about some bad boys, bad boys.
Bad boys of rugby league, and how can they change their behaviour, or should they change their behaviour?
That's the conundrum.
Mad Dog's going to break that down with us next, but now...
time of the week. If you're in your car listening to this, tap your steering wheel or tap your roof with your hand out the window and just go boom, boom. Tip your horn if you hear this right now.
Power rankings time, MG. What's our power rankings today?
Well, there's been a lot of fantastic buys of 2020, albeit a reduced season. But I've come up tonight with the 5-1 of the top five buyers of 2020 thus far.
Ooh, I love it. Heading into round nine. Here we go. 5.
Josh Morris, Roosters. It come late. It come controversially, but it's come, and it's added so much professionalism to the Roosters outfit. It's not funny.
Sharkies fans have just gone, oh, geez, that stings.
Right in the guts.
Really stings. All right, Jay Moz at 5.
Regan Campbell-Gillard, career best form. Simply, he's doing things at Parramatta that he was doing at Penrith when he played Origin, but he's doing them better now. He's doing them more consistently. And I dare say if there was a Origin team pick tomorrow, he would be in the 17.
Well, we know Freddie likes him. We know Freddie's a fan, and he's recaptured that form. And well, let's see how things – I mean, the Eels are going to be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the year, which will also help his case, given the rescheduled Origin date. So, all right, Regan Campbell-Gillard at 4. 3.
Harry Grant.
Harry Grant.
There's something about Harry. you can just tell that he's – special. We spoke to Josh Reynolds yesterday on the show, who said that watching videos and the like, every time they go out, they review their game that was, every frame of the picture you see Harry Grant in it. And that's a guy who wants it. That's a guy who bleeds it. That's a guy who's just so enthusiastic that it's contagious. The fact that he's leading, coming second in the Dally M votes after giving most a big head start of four games speaks volumes to the kid. This kid's the next... next hooker for Queensland. He's a superstar in the making.
Might get there this year. The bin chicken, yeah. Harry Grant. Technically, he shouldn't be in a list of best buys because he's a loan.
He's a trade.
He's a loan. He's a loan player, but that's okay. All right, Harry Grant at 3.
2. Ryan Madison. A lot was spoken about how he did it, how he left the Tigers, and it was frowned upon by a lot, but what you can't frown upon is the fact that he's playing fantastic rugby league, and he's got a real presence on the footy field. He's a big body. He can play adept. He can play 5'8". I think he's Australian schoolboy 5'8", coming through the grades. So, if there was an Origin team pick tomorrow, I'm pretty sure he'd be in the 17 on form.
Yeah, he's been a part of the squads previously, so he's knocking on the door. 1.
Talking about maybe being in Origin, if there was pick tomorrow, Appy Coruscant. He has been the buy of the year thus far. Penrith's attack has just gotten a lot more potent because of his darts out of dummy half. His defence is granite-like for a guy his size, and he's making Nathan Cleary's job a lot easier. He's taking a lot of pressure off the halves, the young halves of Penrith. He's bringing the big forwards like the Fisher Harrises and Isaiah Yeo's onto the ball beautifully and giving it to them just when they need to be given it the ball to. And he's the reason Penrith are where they are. He's been a fantastic buy for Penrith. And as I said at the start of his intro to this power ranking, if the Origin team was picked tomorrow, you've got to say that Damien Cook's got a battle on his hands.
Absolutely. All right, MG's five best buys of 2020 as we head into round nine. Josh Morris, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Harry Grant, Ryan Madison, and the best buy of the year thus far. Not surprised it's a Panthers player. Appy Coruscant going well.
Him or another Penrith player.
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Up next, we're talking Bad Boys with Adam Mad Dog McDougall.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. We're almost done for your Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday night football, round 9 kicks off. Cowboys taking on the Roosters. We've got you covered here from 6 o'clock. MG, before we finish up today,
yes,
I want to throw one of these at you.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
But I know you like to have some support when you answer burning questions.
I certainly do.
So we welcome in this man, the host of the Health Hacker Podcast, available on podcastoneaustralia.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts, Adam Mad Dog McDougall. G'day, Mad Dog.
Hey, boys, how are we?
We're fantastic, mate. You're keeping nice and warm up there in Newey?
I certainly am, mate. As you know, I've got a challenge with the hair follicles on my head, so mate, I'm using two Mark Hughes beanies. So if you've got a Mark Hughes beanie, get out and get one.
Excellent, on, excellent work. Now, Mad Dog, we bring you in to help MG with this burning question. I want to talk Bad Boys. Nathan Brown returns for the Eels this week. We saw it last year with Sam Burgess. We've seen it a little bit this year already with Tevita Pangai Jr. and BJ Leilua out of the West Tigers side. Do Bad Boys need to change their behaviour to benefit their team? Mad Dog.
Well, it's a good question, but you know what makes them such valuable players is this bad boy mentality. So without going into too much science about the brain, we've got three parts of the brain. You think about the human brain. First of all, you've got the reptile part of the brain, which is the back part. The largest part of our brains is how we evolved as cavemen. Then you've got the limbic system, which is the middle part of the brain, which is the emotional part. Then you've got what we call the prefrontal cortex, or the adult in the room part of the brain. So that's the one that actually dampens down these reptilian emotions and makes sure that when your wife makes you cranky, you don't tell her what you really think about her, because the adult in the room says, don't say that, you'll regret it tomorrow when you sleep in the doghouse. So the problem with these players is what makes them great is the fact that they're able to tap into this reactive part of the brain, the reptile part of the brain, and just really go out and rip in and play with emotion, play with passion, very much like the bloke sitting next to you at the moment. And that's what makes them great, is this ability to really turn on that reactive part of the brain that's aggressive, that's, you know, really in attack mode and, you know, just lets them go off at anything. So it's a real hard thing to try to sort of reel that in, because after a while, that's like flexing a bicep. After a while, that part of the brain becomes the strongest part. So what makes them great also makes them weak. So it's a really hard thing as a coach to try and tell them to tone that down. MG's probably been, I've been tapped on the shoulders. I missed the whole season of NRL with suspensions for treading on people's heads and doing stupid stuff. So look, the reality is that if I got tampered down too much by the coach, you start to second guess yourself with that of just playing off, you know, the emotion. So look, it's a hard one, guys. I think, you know, you're probably going to get more value out of these guys through letting them, you know, play with their emotions rather than not.
I could not agree with you anymore. You explained it beautifully, mate.
You were going to say exactly the same stuff about the brain, weren't you?
I was going to use the reptile cortex, yeah. And I was just going to call it my noggin. Look, exactly what Mad Dog says, and I'm just going to reiterate, it is what makes bad boys what they are. They're bad boys because they're unpredictable. And you take the bad boys off the rugby league field, and it's a pretty subdued game if you don't know what's... If you see a player on the you know, let's say Nathan Brown or Tevita Pengai Jr. when he comes back, I'm watching him. I'm watching Pengai Jr. mostly in that game. I'm watching Sam Burgess mostly in that game. I'm watching BJ Lalua. I suffered from it. I suffered badly from it. And most times it hurt me and hurt my teammates, because not that I get sent off, but I would be 3 or 4 weeks on the sideline through a silly suspension that I could have avoided. But then not one coach in my career asked me to temper what I was doing, because the very good of what I was doing was great, but the very bad of what I was doing was horrid. So you've got to find a happy mix. You've got to find a happy mix where you're not affecting your teammates, because they need you.
So that's where these guys add so much value to their teams, you know, when they're able not to get sent off, is the fact you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, Gordon Tallis was another good example of it. You know, you go into these games going, oh, my God, what am I going to get? You just don't know.
Because there was even a song written about us. Bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when we come for you, bad boys?
Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the host of the Health Hacker podcast. Go and check it out. It's at podcastoneaustralia.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts. Mad Dog, always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend of football. Football back in Newcastle this weekend when Knights take on the Eels. How good?
I can't wait.
All right, Mad Dog, go and put a third beanie on that head of yours, and we'll speak to you next week.
See you next week, boys.
Go on, your doggy.
MG, we got to go as well tomorrow night, Thursday night footy. Cowboys Roosters coverage from 6 right here.
Can't wait. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.